Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. 201 in the Delaware Valley, wherever you're listening to us. It's the Marks and Reese Show. Johnny Marks and my man Ike Juice himself, Ike Reese, on a cold winter day. What's up, Ike?
It was cold as hell out there today. It still is, as a matter of fact. What's up, Johnny Marks? Happy Wednesday, brother.
Happy Wednesday. Even though he was having his ACL repaired or did have it repaired today, it's still a happy Wednesday, right?
It is, man. I had people telling me, too soon. No more Wednesday. Are you kidding me?
No, we got to keep.
We ride this thing 52 weeks out of the year. It don't change.
Yeah,
don't change.
So as long as he's here or they win a Super Bowl, every Wednesday will be a Wednesday.
As long as I'm on the air and he's here, Wednesday will be Wednesday.
There you go.
That ain't changing.
It's not changing.
No.
It is not changing. They may need him, though, to play this year because they don't have a quarterback if Nick Foles goes down. No, I'm serious. Like, so we got over. Monday was like we're getting over the shock and the awe and like, oh, my God, how do we lose them? Then yesterday we're picking ourselves up, feeling better about it, starting to talk about it. Now today as we sit here on Wednesday, I'm looking at it, Ike, and I'm saying to myself, now hold up a second. Nick Foles has had an injury history in the NFL. A lot of that has to do with he's like a big kind of gangly dude who isn't elusive. No. He takes shots. He's a tough dude. He stays in the pocket.
Yeah, that's a lot of body to hit, 6'5".
There's a lot that you can hit, and he takes a beating, too, when he gets hit.
Yeah.
Wentz didn't take a beating. Like, he took a lot of big hits, but it didn't feel like the hits were as big as when Foles gets hit, right? Mm-hmm. When he gets hit, he looks like he takes every bit of it, right? So, with that being said, and there's three regular season games left, there's whatever happens in the playoffs, I'm having a hard time understanding why the Eagles wouldn't be kicking tires on bringing in not just some veteran guy that might be familiar with the offense, or not just somebody that's like a younger guy. I'm talking about a legit veteran backup quarterback. And that's how I was feeling even before today, but today I kind of really thought about it. And it's like, all right, Foles goes down, and God forbid, and not try to jinx him or anything, but I you have to look at the possibility of what happens. Even if someone just needs to finish a game or maybe play another game other than that, are you comfortable with having young Nate Sudfeld in there as the starter?
I can't say that I am.
No.
I don't know what Nate Sudfeld can do. Now, listen, I watched him play at Indiana, and he made some plays for the Hoosiers.
Right.
Like handing the ball off to Jordan Howard. He did that a lot.
He was good at doing that.
Yeah, he was good at doing that. Tevin Coleman, he's good at giving those guys the ball, but.
Yeah, he's very fluid at the handoff.
Yeah.
Coming from
so,
the shotgun.
I don't know what Nate Sudfeld could do. And Sudfield. Yeah, either one.
Sudfield.
Right, yeah, I don't know what he can do.
I give you a hint at what he can do?
Yeah, what?
What's the most important position probably in sports that a lot of people like to say?
The quarterback position.
Quarterback position, right?
Yeah.
All right, so the Redskins, who drafted him in the sixth round last year, in 2016 draft, already released him. So I don't know if he can play or not. I don't know how good he can be. Maybe Doug Peterson and Frank Reich and DeFilippo, or Flip as they call him.
Flip.
Maybe they can whip him into being the next Tom Brady. Who the hell knows?
Right.
The only thing I know is that a franchise didn't want him after they drafted him.
And he ain't
just
ready
a year
to play.
Later.
And you know this, too. He ain't ready to play right now.
Well, no. If Nate Peterman wasn't ready to play, I don't know if this Nate's going to be ready to play. So, listen, like, God forbid that something does happen to Foles and you have to bring in Sudfield. They're going to be looking for somebody out there. So I'm just going to cut the chase and get right to it. What about the name RG3? We talked about Kaepernick. People, no, I can't bring him in.
He's
not good. All right. So we'll throw Kaepernick out there.
Yeah.
What about
just
RG3?
Just for the sake of argument, we won't use Cap today.
He's not good. I don't need the anthem protest calls today, all right? But veteran backup, and I'm going to bring up the name RG3.
Listen.
RG3's 27 years old, not in the league.
Versus Nate Sudfeld, give me RG3.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah, no disrespect to Nate Sudfeld, but, you know, if I'm really going to believe that Nick Foles has a chance to get this team to the Super Bowl because of the circumstances, the what the conference looks like, and the fact that the Eagles can get home field advantage, why would I don't want that derailed. You know, we still have three regular season games to get through. You know, God forbid something happens to Nick over the next 3 weeks where he can't play in the postseason. What, we're just going in with Nate Sudfeld? No.
Then you're trying to get Romo out of retirement.
Right.
And we'll throw that out there. So that's the problem.
Call up RG3. Let's bring him in for a workout, see what he got, man.
Let's just say, God forbid, something happened to Foles where
did he take a knee?
He was
didn't
out.
Take a knee, did he? So people won't be mad, will they? He won't be a distraction.
People still hate him.
Oh.
No, people still hate him.
What did RG3 do? What did he do?
Well, people don't like him. You know people don't like him.
Well, that's when he was with the Redskins or other teams. But if he's coming to help us, what the hell is the problem?
I'm not going to tell you that I necessarily – I don't know.
He didn't do anything to Philly.
He's a different dude,
yeah.
Right? He didn't do anything to me.
John, we got to put all that stuff aside.
Well, we're championing the cause today.
I'm just trying to figure out what we're
– We need a hashtag to support this.
Right. Seriously, man.
RG for me.
What did RG3 do to us, man? Like, my goodness.
So, but like, what you could say, like, he hasn't played this year, and it's like, who even knows if he wants to play?
Hey, I'm reaching in the bottom of the barrel, brother. Well, I'm not denying that. But if I'm pulling up a guy who started in this league, who's even played in a playoff game,
hold on a second. I'll disagree with you. I don't think you're reaching bottom of the barrel. Mm-hmm. I don't think RG. He's out of the league for a reason, right? But he also was a franchise-type quarterback for a short period of time in this league for a reason. I'm not asking for a season. I'm not asking for six
games. Yeah.
I'm asking him as an emergency situation so I don't have to see Nate Sudfeld come in for Nick Foles. And I don't think it's a bad option. But would he be interested? Well, he just happened to be on First Take today.
Oh, shucky.
Here he is, Curtis. This is courtesy of ESPN, RG3.
I think the guys in the locker room believe they can still do it.
Well, so
you know, I sat here and I watched you, banging the hammer for Colin Kaepernick to go there yesterday.
That's right.
Right? I think you should be banging the hammer for me to go there. If you want to talk about a guy that can do the similar things that Carson can do, why not?
That's all I need to hear.
Hey!
But like, is he healthy? That's always been the big thing.
He's not doing anything else. Yeah, he's healthy. Yeah, what else? He hasn't been hit since last, December?
Well, I don't know if... Maybe sprained his ankle walking.
He sounds like a guy to me, and I like hearing this from RG3 because he sounds like a guy who's trying to get back in this league. 27 years old, he hasn't given up on his career.
Absolutely not.
They pulled guys out of the booth who tried to give up on their career, and Jay Cutler.
I'd rather have RG3.
Right? So, you know, and you're not asking him to be your starter right now. You're saying, in case of emergency and I need to break the glass.
Yes.
Okay, I'd rather go to this guy than to go to the other guy.
Do you ever have to break the glass like that?
Well, we did for A.J. Feely out there. Coy Detmer got injured, you know?
But he was good.
Yeah.
He was a game manager, and Andy did a great job with him, and you had a great team around him.
But we knew you weren't winning. He didn't win a playoff game. That was regular season.
No, you weren't winning anything.
Yeah.
No, you're right now positioned to where you could go to the Super Bowl. Let's hear more RG3 because there were some injuries and all the other stuff. Is he ready to go?
I haven't given up on my NFL career either. I'm 27 years old. You know, I got two beautiful daughters and fiance and a great family. But I'm still here ready to play ball. You know, I'm in better shape than I've ever been. I'm healthy. For me, I'm ready for my next opportunity. Right. When they call me this year, next year, the year after, they're going to need quarterbacks in the league.
And you're saying that if they called you right now,
today,
you could be on a team. You'd be ready to go this weekend.
Ready to go.
There you go.
Ike, that's all I need to hear. Howie, send that to Howie. Ben, could you send that to Howie?
Hey, give him a call. Bring him in.
You got Howie's can you text him?
I do have Howie's number, but no, I can't give
him. We can give him an MP3. We'll send an MP3 to your email. You save that in the email, and then you send that via text to Howie.
I'll pass.
888-729-9494. Then you're not down with the cause.
I am down with the cause. We got a platform. I'm about to champion it for 4 hours.
RG3 for me and you.
I'm with it. I'm with it.
888-729.
I won't argue against it.
Kaepernick or RG3?
I take RG3 just because it's less of a headache.
Yeah, that's to say it mildly. Yeah,
yeah, it's less of a headache. We don't have to deal with callers and all the nonsense. I don't understand why people would be against RG3 as being the backup. He hasn't done anything to Philadelphia.
Give him time. but how about this?
And he's not going to be. You wouldn't be signing him to a multi-year deal. You more than likely he's going to walk as a free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah, he's just hoping to get somewhere 2018.
Yeah, he just wants to get it back in the system. Yeah, that's all.
Show people he can come in, play nice.
Be
all
a good
the other
teammate,
stuff.
All those other things.
Yeah. See, the whole thing with Kaepernick being a distraction, Ike, you know why it becomes a distraction? Because it's made a distraction because everybody's going in and asking all the questions.
Yes.
He's not causing the distraction.
No. We all want to talk about it, write about it, sell papers, boost ratings.
But you know what happens, right?
Yes.
It goes on for a week, and it's unfortunate that it's the end of the year and it's probably the last thing you even want to deal with at this point. It goes on for a week and it's over with.
Yeah, the games are always the most important thing.
And then people move on, and you have Skip Bayless screaming and yelling, and Stephen A., and everybody has their take.
Right.
We talk about it. People are mad. They're doing this, doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I don't believe the Eagles would do it. I wouldn't be opposed to them doing it, but I don't think they'll do it. But RG3, what would be the reason for not wanting to do that?
Well, that's what we're going to ask the people now, Ike. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. That's also the Twitter question of the day brought to you by Rosenbaum and Associates. If you're injured in an accident, remember Rosenbaum. You remember that guy?
Yeah.
Brought to you by. So the Twitter question. Do the Eagles need to sign a veteran backup quarterback like RG3, Kaepernick, etc.? You vote at Marks Reese WIP. 888-729-9494. We'll get all that started. We got a lot going on today. We'll ask Rap Sheet about it. Mm-hmm. Because here's what I want to know. If you're going to say no to RG3, then who's coming in here to play quarterback that might need to play?
Now, what you're going to get is, if Nick gets hurt, then it just ain't meant to be. We're not winning anyway.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Yeah. So that's what I tell you what, I bet you the players on this team wouldn't mind having RG3.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.